Blog Talk Radio.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine.
Complaining about me never being at home. But when a bell broke, she's telling me about the things that my girlfriend got, what she ain't got. And she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're morning now,
you had that someone, baby. Cause I've done my time, and it's your turn now.
Blessings, love, and service. I said peace and blessings to the family, and I wish you many peace and blessings through my willingness to be of love and to be of service. Y'all, welcome here. This is Pops Movement Radio Networks, and we are live for our Sunday night special in which we want to bring peace and unity to the community. Peace to the hoods. Peace to the souls and the minds. Peace to the family. And every Sunday night, we strive to open up these airlines, these broadcast services, so that we can fly high to the place of peace that we call the altruistic plane. And that's one person helping others while expecting nothing in return. When you fly high above these planes, family, one of the things that you are able to do is to overcome the BS. You're able to rise above the problems and issues that others seemingly can't get out of. It's stuck. And one who has to come out of that stuck stage has to do things in order to release from their feet any shackles and chains that holds them down. And so we strive to do this here at Pops Movement through the 6 steps to peace. That is step one in preparing everyone as change evolves, which we call peace. That step one is beginning to do what it requires to form a bond, forming bonds with other people that we don't normally talk to, we don't normally function with, we don't normally hang with. And we begin to form these bonds based on how we can listen to them, how we can provide an offer, a willingness to learn more about them. Not looking for anything in return, just for the altruistic ability to be helpful to another person's life. In step two, we identify problems that we see exist in their life and our own, and we begin to pinpoint these problematic areas. As we identify these problems in step two, we go into step three by expressing the importance of unity. And this expression is something that is shown openly. Outwardly. It's not something that we just feel on the inside. It's something that we take that feeling on the inside of being open and willing, and we show it to others. That's that expression. So when you show it to others, it's something that you provide and you offer and you place out there to be seen, to be felt. And as we express this importance of unity, we go into step four together and do what we call get into the solution. We realize here today that our piece of preparing everyone as change evolves is a process of preparing everybody with principles. See, that is our solution. The solution is principle-based. And when you look at many things that go on in our communities, it is involved in itself around personality conflicts and issues. I, my, they, them, those. And when we get caught up in the personality issues, the conflicts, there comes a lack of communication. There comes a lack of principles. And we truly believe here that preparing everyone as change evolves is a preparation stage to be open. Open to the principles that we all believe in. I don't care if you are a Muslim, a Christian, a Buddhist, an atheist. You still have principles in your life that you abide by on a daily basis. And these universal laws are what some call love, perseverance, integrity, hope, trustworthiness. And we take these principles and we lay them down to be seen, like forgiveness, and we no longer hold on to what it is that the personality issues want us to cling to. As we get into these solutions on the spiritual plane, we go into step five, which we call build a strategy. We see what the solution is. We see what the principles are that we need to be practicing. And now it's time to lay on the floor a strategy session. Can we meet together? Can we have a meeting of the minds so that we can come up with a strategy on how to work these problems out step by step? Principles need to be invoked into these personality issues, into these personality and problematic issues that other people don't want to face or talk about or be truthful about or be realistic in their approach, sensible, as some of our teachers call the approach. And as we build this strategy session, this think tank, this meeting of the mind, in step five, we go into step six by taking on responsibility. See, many people can say that they want peace, but who's willing to work for peace? Who's willing to be able to cause peace to take place? And in order for it to take shape, we know that somebody has to be the mediator. Someone has to be the facilitator of peace. Who's willing to indoctrinate themselves in such a responsibility to where their voice is willing to be heard? Their practice is willing to be an example for all. I don't like getting up early in the morning all the time, but I get up because my people need me. They need to see me up. They need to see me in the community, cleaning up, speaking up, filling up the spirit by speaking to our people, finding what problems can be figured out. And with that type of a responsibility, there is much more peace within my community and all is one, because we're going to make sure all is well. With that being said, family, welcome to Pops Movement Radio Networks. Those are our six steps to peace. You can find out more about us at www.popsmovement.com. You can also check us out on Facebook at Pops Movement Community, the like page, as well as Pops Movement, the group. We are also doing things through the Peace Summit. You can find out more about that at www.peacesummit2018.org. And we are definitely organizing a Peace Summit for April the 26th through the 29th to be held in Los Angeles, California, between the dates of April the 26th and April the 29th. That four-day session will take place in South Central Los Angeles, Watts District, and we hope to see you all there. With that being said, that is the main reason why we're here tonight. You know, we have about 6 months leading up to this great event. But they say before you can give anything to the nation, to the world, you first must find it for yourself. And so we offer this platform here at Pops Movement on Sunday nights in order to give people an opportunity to come in and articulate what is peace for you? What is the process of peace for your groups, for your nations, for your nationalities? What does it look like? What does it feel like? And so, family, we want to offer this chance for you to come in and, you know, press one, come on these mics and give shout-outs to the peacemakers. You know, give a report on something that you have been able to witness in your community that brought about peace. What have you done in your home, in your own personal life, that has given you more peace? Share with us on these Sunday nights. Platform airways, because family, this is the place where we share information. This is an educational radio show, and so we ask that you please remember to have a pen and paper handy, because you never know when you'll hear something that definitely needs to be written down. You never know when you'll hear someone that you want to collect their information and be able to later on get in contact with them and possibly even articulate some of what you got going on with them, so that way y'all can link up together and do exactly what we said, form a bond, identify problems that exist in both of your communities or lives, and then begin to express the importance of uniting together on these problems so we can work these solutions out step by step. With that being said, no further ado, family, we welcome you in. We ask that we please be mindful of our language. We do have children and elders listening in to this broadcast right now, and it is live. And so as you get ready to come on the radio show and speak or, you know, rap or give your testimony or story or place a principle out there on the floor to be looked at. If you got any questions for Pop's movement, family, you know, definitely take this time to press one so we can bring your mic in the queue and we can bring you on live with us, because this is your platform and radio station for peace. With that being said, that is the introduction. Tonight, family, we have an open mic night. And an open mic night means that we don't have any topics, rules, or procedure. We don't have any agenda. We're just opening up this floor to speak about what is peace and unity in the community. What is peace for our hoods, barrios, and reservations? You know, what is it for you to have peace in your own family, your own household, your own organization? And as you share, you know, remember that Pop's movement is not allied to any particular race, any particular religion, organization, ideology, or what have you. We're all inclusive, and this is an open platform that welcomes all perspectives as long as it's righteous and spiritual in nature. You know, you can speak from the hood. You can talk about the ghetto, the trenches. You can speak about how it was to be a dope slanger, a gang banger, a drug dealer, a street organizational member, you dig? But it's like, what was the outcome that led you upon the spiritual front lines and wanting to help others while looking for nothing in return? And that's what we want to talk about. Who influenced you? Who encouraged you? And what is it that you utilize today to stay encouraged on these front lines of the struggle? You know, I want to give a shout out to a brother by the name of Ike Taylor out of Chicago, Illinois. The brother sent me a message today, and he was like, "Brother Hess, I want you to check this. I want you to check this conversation out." And he put me in tune with the conversation. I was able to see how young people and elders got together and worked to resolve a lot of conflicts and issues about history. And, you know, I was so proud to see that family members come together on platforms throughout every level, blog talk radio, blog spaces, social media, websites, emails, and everything else to discuss and confront issues that's needed in our communities. And so big shout outs to Brother Ike Taylor out of the Chi-Town. And with that being said, family, if anybody would like to come in, please press 1, and our producer, Brother Yon, will definitely stop me from speaking and let me know that he's ready to open up the mic. And you can come in and share and tell us what you're doing in the community. What are people around you doing inside of your organization, inside of the grassroots movements you incorporate into your life? And we can begin the discussion with that. First of all, I want to open up and see how our Brother Yon is doing. Brother Yon, are you doing pretty good over there in the studios?
I'm doing well, bro. I'm doing well. I appreciate you checking on me real quick. We do have actually someone who wants to speak. Caller 870-882. So I'll bring them on in. I'm just going to sit back and listen and enjoy the show.
Already. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, brother.
Okay, area code 801, peace and blessings.
This is Mac Richard from Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Hey, peace and blessings, Brother Mac Richard, man. Come on in and tell everybody a little bit about yourself, where you calling from, brother.
I'm calling from Jonesboro, Arkansas. I'm friends with some of the brothers that may be on the line on Facebook. I do prayer call every night at 9 o'clock. I pray for the communities. I pray for the sick. I pray for the children. I pray for the poverty, the ones that's in the struggle, the homeless, and I also pray for peace. And you know what I'm saying? We all need God in our life. You know what I'm saying? Because without God, we all balance, and we need that in our life. You know. My name is Mac Ritchie, by the way, again. I grew up in Blyville, Arkansas. I grew up in the slums, in the ghetto, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't raised by my parents. My parents died at a young age, so all I knew was the streets. All I knew was the hustle life. I'm 30 years old now, But as growing up, all I knew was the streets. All I knew how to do was cook crack and slang dope. You know what I'm saying? And be in gang activities. But as I got older and going to training schools and group homes and places like that, you know, I didn't really realize, you know what I'm saying, the man I am today, you know what I'm saying, until I went to prison. And I really sat down with some elders, and they put me on a righteous path, you know what I'm saying, because the road I was going down would head me in and out of prison. So I really sat down and I took heed. And so when I got out of prison after doing 6 years for getting caught with drugs, I got out, came to Jonesboro, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, I got to doing things in the community, which is got into nonprofit, which Gentlemen Ladies Maintain the Order, nonprofit organization. And we do a lot in the community. We pick up the trash in the community. We do cookouts in the community. We bring the community together. We go to schools and preschools, different schools, and we talk to the youth about staying in school, seeking for higher education. We also pray with people. People call me on the line, and I pray with them individually. We there for them spiritually. We there for them to uplift them. Anything we can do to uplift or help someone, we're there for that. And then again, you know, I want to elaborate, you know what I'm saying, that's just a brief testimony of my life, you know what I'm saying. But now, as being 30 years old, I mean, my personal relationship with God is just so strong. And I encourage everybody to get that one-on-one personal relationship with God, because, you know what I'm saying, I can't make it without God. I can't stay out from being institutionalized and being in prison without God. God is what's keeping me strong. That's what strengthened me, is God. If God wasn't in me or a part of me, then I would be back behind them walls. And so every day I wake up, I thank God, and I ask God to give me strength. And so throughout the day, me and God, we talk, and he talks to me. And he lays things on my heart to speak to the world, because my heart goes out to the world. My heart goes out to the senseless violence that's going on in the community. And I always want to be that person. I know that I can't save the world, but I can do my share and do my part to make an effort with God's help, you know what I'm saying, to bring the community together and show them that there's a better way, and show the youth that there's a better way, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, I just feel like that you know what I'm saying, that everybody want to be the chief, and it's not enough Indians, you know what I'm saying. Everybody want to, you know, they want to be the one in control, when you should come together and get an agreement, all one accord, one of mine and one accord on one page, and come together and get with each other and come out with a platform, like for example, Pop's Movement, different other Big Homies Club, different ones that are doing some righteous movements that are making a difference in the community, you know. And really doing it wholeheartedly, not just doing it to get some fame or not doing it for the wrong reasons, but doing it from the heart, truly from the abundance of the heart. And, you know, if you don't do it from the heart, why do it at all? You know what I'm saying? Don't have do it. Do it with your whole heart. You know what I mean? It's not going to be easy. You know what I'm saying? But if you put your heart on the line, on the front line, and go hard for what you stand and you believe on, And pulling people together that are willing to listen and to come with a platform to be able to talk to the youth. But first of all, it starts with self. You got to get yourself together in order to be able to teach the community that we need to come together. And it starts at home too. You know what I mean? At home, the way you living, the way you teaching your children. You know what I'm saying? But what you do, they look up to it. So if you advertising behaviors in the home that causing your kids to grow up in the streets to do those things, you're supposed to be a leader to show the youth, the younger generation, that, you know what I mean, that, you know what I mean, the streets ain't the way. The streets ain't nothing but death in a jail cell if you're doing it in a negative way. But if you bring it positive to the community, by bringing the community together and just coming together in fellowship as a community. And you know what I'm saying? And having love for one another. If you don't have love, you don't have nothing. So you got to spread that love. And there's a lot of youngsters out here, some young ones out here that ain't got no father figure. You know, they grew up by their mom. It's a single parent. They have nobody, no big brother to show them and lead them. And instead, they went to the streets and allowed others to mislead them and misguide them. So we need some more big homies out here in the communities, some great leaders, some great ministers to come into the community and talk to these youngsters, because it's a lot of youngsters that's dying out here. It's a lot of youngsters out here that's shooting each other and killing women and babies and all type of stuff. So I believe that we had to come together, not just one tribe, but all tribes, all churches. Anything that is positive, come together all as one and come together in agreement and on one mind and one page, you know what I'm saying, and do it all as one. Because if you don't do it, if one person has a disagreement, you know what I mean, come together on a good note, you know what I'm saying, because if you have diffusion, it won't work. So you have to all come in and put your heads together. And there's a lot of things that you can do in the community to make a difference, to involve each other in the community, to spread the peace and the love.
That's real, brother. That's real. You know, you was mentioning one of the frames of what you have done, and that is to start a nightly prayer call where people can come in live on social media and create a platform of opening up to pray. What do you need to be praying about? What do we need to be focused upon? And brother, I just want to commend you for your efforts and staying committed to that. You know, one of the great folk about one of the solutions being consistency and persistence. And when you go at something consistently and you're persistent in that endeavor, it will begin to grow and develop. It will become something that the people can depend upon. And so I just commend you for that. And right now I know you're going through different stages of development in that, where a lot of people come in and they don't really know how to, you know, speak the language of, say for instance, Christ Jesus. Or some people don't know how to speak the language of Allah. Some people don't know how to speak the language of spirituality and righteousness. The only language that they know is the hood, is their tribe. You know, some people are vice lords, some are GDs, some are Crips, some are Bloods, and some, that's the only language that they know. And sometimes we want them to speak the language of God, and it's like the only God that they've ever seen was through some of their big brothers, some of their elders, some of the leaders. And the only language that some of those elders and leaders really provided for them was the language of Blood or Crip or GD or Vice Lord, Black Peachstone. And it's like, how do you walk with them out of just that one single language and teach them a universal language that will open them up to a social developmental phase in the spirit, the way that they can be cultivated on a spiritual plane with others outside of their own small circles? What are your feelings about that, brother?
TP, bro, I agree with you on that. But on another note of it, you know what I'm saying, I agree with you, but on another note, you know what I mean? You know, when that prayer call, you know what I'm saying, that prayer call is designed for God. And I don't knock nobody, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a brother of the struggle, you know what I'm saying? So I don't knock nobody for whatever tribe they in. You know what I'm saying? I got love for everybody. I got love for the whole world. You know, I don't discriminate. But at the same time, you know, that prayer call designed for God. And a lot of people keep from getting on that because they see some other curricular activity that you know, people get on there and they comment on. So it kind of lure them away because, you know, I mean, we are on social media and anybody could be watching it. So they want to step back because they see some of that stuff. And so I've heard a couple of other elder brothers that would like to get on there and even speak on the broadcast, but they don't want to get on there and they got all that going on. You know what I mean? And if you're not careful, you can a hindrance towards the prayer call, because you know what I mean, when you don't simplify just God in there, you know what I'm saying? You know, those things like that can be a hindrance just for prayer call, because that is not a meet and greet. That is for prayer call, and that's for, you know, for God to make a change in people's life, and to spread the love of God throughout the world. You know what I mean? And to help those that are in need, that's dealing with things, that's bound up, that's depressed, that's got suicidal thoughts, that the ones that want to throw in the towel and give up because they want to give up on life, and they just going through so much that they need just somebody to be there to pray with them and give them a little push, a little boost, that God intervened in their life. And there's a lot that, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of people that's called me, that has inboxed me and say, "Mac Ritchie, you know, I appreciate you for praying with me. I'm praying for my marriage because my marriage is stronger. It is strengthened." You know, even I've had calls to say that, "Mac Ritchie, I really appreciate what you're doing." And I said, "Don't give me the praise. Give God the praise, because God gets the praise most of all, because I'm just a vessel. He just uses me." You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a child of Him. And so with that being said, you know, there's a lot that call me and say, "My kids watch this, and they be wanting to watch it at 9 o'clock. They watch it when they watch it. They be, is Mac Ritchie preaching, you know, ministering tonight? He praying tonight. I want to listen to it, Dad." You know what I'm saying? I've been in stores, and you know, I was in the store the other day, and a woman was at the cashier and said, "You're the one that be praying for people on Facebook." And my heart started melting because I know what God is doing. And she said that I watched it a few times, and you know what I'm saying, and I had to stop. I stopped what I was doing just to pay attention to the prayer call. And she said, "I want you to know that you are very powerful, and I could see that God is using you." And I said, "Yes, ma'am, thank you." And then the guy behind me was like $7. I only had $30, and I was buying a little groceries. I had been struggling, and that's all I had to my name. And the food was $37 and something. And I said, "Well, I had to put some of these items back because I just in the store." And the guy behind me said, "Just ring it up. I'm gonna pay for it." And that was a blessing from God. You know, that guy's funny $7 to buy the rest of my groceries with. And I thank God for that, and I thank the man for it. But he said, "I just want you to say I've been seeing you on Facebook." And he said, I admire what you do, and you pray for the children, you know, with cancer and stuff, and he prayed for the kids that just fight for cancer and stuff like that." And so the guy, and I walked outside, and he talked to me. And then he asked me to pray with him, you know, when I was pushing my groceries out. He asked me to pray with him because he was about to lose his marriage. And I got to praying with him, and I prayed with him. And I just got an inbox the other day that said they're going to work it out, and they're going to stick their marriage out. So God is moving, and God is working, even in my community. But I've even got calls from Oklahoma and different areas, Chicago, and showing that how God is working in their community. You know, some different things that are working. They're working in their home. You know what I'm saying? So God is making improvement. You know what I'm saying? And God is showing up and showing out. So the prayer call is, and when I'm not on there, there's people be in my inbox. "Mac Ritchie, where you at? You know, we waiting on you. This is what we wait for every night. We need this. Our day's been reckless. I mean, I need you to pray." You know what I mean? So when I don't, when I'm got a family situation or something's going on, I can't make it, you know, I feel bad because I didn't get to make it. Like, for example, God taught me a lesson last night. I was at a birthday party, and you know what I'm saying, I stepped out to do a little prayer call, but I only did like 20 minutes, and I usually do like an hour. And people was hitting me up like, "Where'd you go, man?" You know, they used to that 45 minutes to an hour, you know what I'm saying, on prayer call, because a lot of people don't jump into like the last 30 minutes, or, you know, they might have just got off work, or, you know, and they need that prayer call. They said we can't do it without that prayer call. You know, they feel like that's how they function, with that prayer call. because it inspires them. It helps them to grow. So and they see what God is doing in their life. So he taught me a lesson because I jumped off trying to, you know, not trying to be disrespectful to the birthday party. You know, I come on back in. But also the attack of the devil was attacking me and my queen. And God showed me a lesson that, you know what I mean, go ahead and do prayer call today, during today, and do it again tonight. So that's what I did. But God showed me a lesson in that. So, you know, not to try to, you know, just allow the spirit to go. Don't do it on you. When God says it's good, then it's good. But not just do it on your terms. But he showed me a lesson within that. But I just really love God, man, and I'm not perfect, but I just want to see the communities change. I want to see more kids, you know, outreach programs for the kids, man. I just want to see a change, man. This violence stop. I want to see more people stepping up to the plate and putting their whole heart into it, not just doing it for they trying to get something out of do it because they want to do it from the heart, not do it because they see somebody else doing it. Do it because in their heart they want to do it. That's and you right, know what man. I mean? And if you can't come there with your heart, then you shouldn't come at all. And so with that being said, you know, I feel like if more step up to the plate and, like I said, stepping up to the plate and really getting on one of mine and one accord on the same page, then it's going to continue to be the same way it is, if not. So, you know, I mean, it's making a difference. I've seen move different nonprofits, different movements, you know what I'm saying, it's making a little difference. But I believe that this should always can be done more. You can always do more. You can always do more than what you're doing. So with that being said, you know, I just want to see a change. My heart just goes out to everyone, the community. I got love for everyone. I got love for my enemies. I got love for the people that may hate on me. I got love for everybody. There's nobody I ain't got love for. You know what I'm saying? But the president. Because my God is the president. I mean, I just don't agree with Donald Trump. You know, God says love everybody, and I don't hate nobody. But I do not follow in that man's footsteps. I mean, God is my president. So, I mean, okay. I mean, maybe one day that you know what I'm saying, I see these great teachers that is locked down, you know what I'm saying, that will get a chance to get out and do what their heart wants to do. You know what I mean? Some do it behind the walls, but there's ones that's doing it behind the walls. People want to see their faces. They want them to walk around and this one that's, it seems like the more that's fighting is the one locked down. You know what I'm saying? The ones that's been locked down that come to the streets. So I just, you know what I mean? Because a lot of the nonprofits, a lot of people's been to prison. A lot of the brothers, you know, and the big homies, some of them been to prison and they came out and made a change. So, you know, you have more to thank. So I wish that God would free all the teachers, you know, that's locked down, you know what I'm saying, and get out and show the impact that they have in their heart.
That's love. That's love. Thank you so much, beloved brother, for sharing on here tonight. And definitely y'all can check out Mac Ritchie on Facebook. That is Mac, M-A-C-C, last name Ritchie, R-I-C-H-I-E. Y'all please go on there and befriend him. And every night at 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, you can definitely tap in to his Facebook page and click on the live link, and he will be going live. And for those who are spiritually endowed, he will bring you into the prayer call to minister yourself live right there on the topic. But just please stay on topic, and please keep it out of the realm of any type of clickism. Thank you so much, beloved brother. We love you, family.
Indeed. Love you too, bro.
Peace. peace and blessings, love and service. All right, family, with that being said, man, y'all here and here live tonight. This is Pops Movement Radio Networks, and you're with us, man. Brother Yon is in the studio. I, myself, Brother Head, striving to deliver my best, man, and we're bringing it to you for the peace throughout our hoods and communities, man. I think I got one of my brothers out there somewhere, my brother Shout Body, man, and I'm hoping that he's going to be able to chime in with us tonight. If so, man, please press 1. I got my family from the Verses for Growth, and hoping that one of them will chime in and spit a freestyle for us on unity in the community, peace in the hood, or whatever it is that may touch their heart, man. But if you would like to share at this time, please press 1 so we can place your call into queue and get you right here live with us. Peace and blessings, Brother Yon. What you feeling and seeing tonight? Anything on the
floor? I'm chilling, bro. I'm enjoying this little rain coming down, but Shaw Body do want to come in, actually. I think
Let's
you reawakened him.
It's only fell. Brother Shaw Body.
What's happening, brother?
What's happening,
brother?
What's happening, family? Man, come on in
yes,
here,
sir.
Man. It's been too long, man, since you've been here,
yes,
man. Bring everybody
yes,
up to speed on who you are, where you're from, and what you represent, brother, and how they can find you, and then speak from your heart, homie.
Yes, sir. Man, what's up, man? Family, hey, pop movement forever, man. This, man, Shaw Body, man, you know me, hey, this Shaw Body, us before me, man, you know, us before me publishing, us before me records, man, you know, we out here making positive power moves for the hood, man, you know, for the people, you know, we got the Thug Bible movement going on, that we go across the country, and we help get those soldiers get publishing company, somebody publish their music, and somebody get them tax ID numbers and barcodes, man, so. You know, us before me, that's what we do, man. You know, that's what us before me, the Thug Bible movement, man. You know, Shout Body and Pop Smoke, Pop movement, man. We've been doing it for years now, you know, man. Has to be nothing, man. That's what we do, man. So everything been going good with us, G.
It's love, family. That's love,
wanna,
man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in.
My thing is, man, I wanted to touch on some topics tonight, man. That you asked us what's been going on with us before me, man, and what's been going on with you, how we've been taking care of business, man. And it's about you know, it's about believing in your God-given talents, bro. That's what us before me do. We go to the hood, man, and we teach our people about believing in that God-given talents, man. We got so much negativity that goes on in our lives, in our neighborhoods, man, that in our lives, that we focus on. We let that make our decisions, you know, and destroy our lives because we let that negativity just tear us up. So, you know, it's about going to the hood and shining the light on the guys, giving them direction, a different direction, letting them see that, you know, you can still be that same person, but you take that negative and you make it a positive, you know what I mean? And it's about teaching them how to believe in their God-given talents. We don't believe in our God-given talents in the hood, you know, because, you know, we forget about who our persons are, who we've been taught by, you know, and where we come from. Jealousy and envy, you know what I mean? So it's about going to the hood and showing belief, man. You know what I mean? Showing them we believe in what we love to do. You know, you get a lot of rich people out here, they get rich and they commit suicide because they doing things they don't love to do, man. You know, and if you don't love yourself and you don't love your God-given talent is, then you know, you lose. You know, and we've been losing like that, man, because, you know, we still out there using them terms that got us out there thinking that we can't be somebody, man, you know. I'm going to give a prime example, like what us before me do. Like, we on the blocks in any city, man. You know, we sell books, CDs, T-shirts, and hats and stuff. Like, we was slanging dope on the block with the guys, you know what I mean? And we be out there with the dope dealers and with the so-called killers and all that. And we still pushing our product. But when they see us doing that, you know, when they see us pushing our product, like they push their drugs, and then they want to be involved in what we got going on because they're seeing that, you know, we ain't running from the police no more, man. It's about believing in your God-given talent you know, showing belief in yourself, man. You know, and that's like when we were growing up as kids, you know, like we looked up to the dope dealers and killers because we thought that was the life. We didn't look up to the doctors and lawyers because they weren't in our hood like that. We seen the dope dealers and killers first. So when you got us before me on the block, what we do, we on the block, when you see us out there with them books and them CDs, we out there trying to reach them kids, man, let them see us out there pushing the product that we can push ourselves, that we created ourselves. You know what I mean? We create our own music, we create our own literature. And we have to on the streets pushing it with the streets, for the streets. You know what I mean? We let the streets get involved in what we do. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, we teach them. Let's say if you're out there slanging dope, illegal drugs. One of our main things is to get their mind frame changed off showing them how to get that money the right way. You know what I mean? You can still use that same mind frame that you out there on the street slanging that dope with and slang a legal product. You know, you learn how to become a legal dope dealer, someone that don't have to run from the police no more. Become a real gangster. Gangsters don't run from the law. You know what I mean? They create law and they build for their people. You know what I mean? So that's about it's about teaching our man to be a man, to become a king, and to also honor his position as a king. Because everybody is a king in their own position, man. You know what I mean? It's about believing in that talent you got. You know what I mean? Stop going out there. Like a lot of guys, they'll go to the penitentiary, and they'll be one of the best artists in the joint, or they'll be one of the best book writers in the joint, or they'll be in the joint writing letters for other inmates, helping them do things. But when they get out of the joint, they'll be like, what can I do? I can't get no job. They ain't gonna have me because I got an X on my back. But instead of going out there looking for that, instead of taking that talent they was using in jail to get money, and going out to the legal world using that same time they were using in jail to get money by going to find out how to get a school for it, by going to find out how to get that trade for it, if you have to go work for somebody else that's in the same field of what you love to do to get what you got to get done. So when you get out of jail, you won't be going to look for no job. You're going to try to create your own job. You know what I'm saying? And so it's about you know, learning how to be a man, you know, without feeling like you have to do something negative to be a man, you know, because, you know, that's what Us Before Me really about, man. You know, it's about changing the mind frame of the hood, man. Showing them something different, giving them history back, man. You know, cause we got history, we got legends in our hood that ain't getting credit for being legends. We got ghetto soldiers in our hood that die for our people for the cause that we've got that ain't getting credit. So you know, that's what Us Before Me mainly about. That's why we created the Thug Bible, and why it's called the Thug Bible because they called us thugs first. They said that we can't do it. They said that we can't be the person that we are. They said we can't be entrepreneurs. You know, so that's why we call it the Thug Bible. That's why. Also, why I'm called Sharp Body, because it means loyalty, man. It's giving back, man. It's about we don't agree with the injustice system. You know what I mean? We're about saving our people and changing our whole mind frame about what, you know, wake up the awakening. You know what I mean? About being men. You know what I mean? Men of poverty, man, because play different traits in life. You know, so it's about bringing belief back to our hood, man. And that's one of the main things I feel like would bring peace to men, period. Especially when it comes to men of poverty. When we start believing in ourselves, learning our history, being willing to learn from other men, that's when we can become kings and really start winning in the world, you know, to act together. You know, the same accord, everybody being on the same accord, because, if we turn those drug dealers into real businessmen and entrepreneurs, then we win in the war. You know what I mean? Then we become aware to what our surroundings and doing what we got to do to be survivors and showing our kids a different light. You know, calling them kings and queens. We really need to be saying kings and queens in the hood, not just on the internet, but in the hood. You call them little guys, instead of calling them niggas and bees, we want to call them kings and queens. You know what I mean? Let that be known. Let them be called that as babies. You know what I mean? Let them hear that as babies. Let them hear us calling each other kings and queens. They need to hear that. They don't need to, you know, see us saying it but not showing it. Don't be afraid to get another man to hug and show up and learn from them. You know what I mean? That's what Us Before Me about, man, teaching each other to learn from each other. The best leader is the learner, man. You know, and we got several leaders out here that, you know, that was being put in a position that, you know, didn't know how to be a leader in the first place, but get put in that position and be misguided to the rest of the guys because they really don't know what they're going with it. So, you know, it's about us believing in each other, man, and trying to teach each other things. Now, one more thing I want to say tonight, because I don't want to be too long on the Thug Bible movie, but I want to explain what the Thug Bible movie is, because this is for everybody, man. We call it legal dope, new dope. The Thug Bible movie is this. I wrote the Midwest version of the Thug Bible, which I'm from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? That's just the first cut version of it. Then I'm currently living in San Diego on the West Coast. And we're getting a West Coast version of the book from a different author out there and also putting an album together out there in the West Coast for the West Coast book. So saying that to say, we're going to have four coasts. We got four coasts that's going to be – we're going to do the Midwest, West Coast, Down South, and East Coast. We're doing a book and an album for East Coast, which is going to involve employing other ghetto soldiers, other authors to help us put a mission together and complete the Thug Bible mission is to put the word out there on the streets for, you know, it's the first book, like I said, to give memory back to our hoods and celebrate us. You know what I mean? We got to create a slang glossary in the back of the book for everybody to communicate with us and know what we're talking about through our life journeys, because the book about giving journeys to the men that, to the teachers, like the brother was telling us earlier about the teachers that's locked up for our struggles right now. You know, it's giving love back to them, to the ones who got discredited for all the work they did for us. We create angels for them. We create a moment for us right now, for our time. You know, it's about giving love back to the people that die for our struggles right now. You know what I mean? It's not a book out here that shows love to all our people that's really, you know, put it down for us that we can actually use right now to help our kids understand what we go through in our struggle and why we choose to be the man we are today. The blueprint, man, was one of the blueprint of our struggle, man. You know, growth and development was one of the major parts of my life that helped me change a lot. And the reason I bring that up is because I feel, you know, like in the Thug Bible, the Midwest version, one of my Civil War II, one of my chapters, I talk about, you know, how the blueprint was finna hit the streets, man, and we was about to be out there teaching the blueprint to the streets, man. And it was going to save a lot of people, man. And the justice system, they created a whole lot of confusion around the blueprint ever hitting the streets, man. So it will be getting taught like all the old literature that we had was getting taught to the guys. So, you know, I'm giving y'all a little piece of that because that's the second book that's coming out, Civil War II. But I want to stress on that blueprint getting taught, man, and this literature being taught to our kids from the people that have written that come of it, man, if when it hit the streets, it's going to save a lot of people, man. And, you know, I got love and a lot of support for all the guys, free all the guys, man. And, you know, that's what that's up before me about. Brother Hess.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, y'all hearing it live, man. This is our brother, Short Body McCray. You can find him on Facebook, Roosevelt McCray. You can also Google Us Before Me. And also you can Google Thug Bible Movement and definitely push it in on the Facebook, because there's an entire page and a group where you can be able to learn every nick and cranny on how to begin to start your own barcode. A lot of our artists are right now looking for somebody to sign them. But why get signed? Sign yourself. Believe in yourself. See yourself being your own fulfiller of dreams. And that's what Us Before Me is about. It's about giving a brother or a sister his own opportunity to sell himself before he allows someone else to go into that endeavor. Know the game for yourself before you go to giving your game to someone else, because they're going to take it the best advantage of you as they can. That's the economic game structure, to win,
yes,
to
sir.
Make money. And so if you know how to make the money for yourself, to sell yourself independently, then you know what type of percentages someone else deserves if they're able to do a greater job than you can through their networking sources. And so know the game plan and play that plan out. And that's what Us Before Me is teaching every one of our artists, songwriters, book authors to do. Build your own label, build your own name, and sell your own talent, your God-given talent. And so with that being said, brother, is there anything that I left off? You got any numbers you want them to write down in case they want to reach out? Because we got some artists across this land, man, that's looking, you know what I mean,
yes,
for somebody to, yeah, come on in with it, bro.
Yes, sir, man. This is my thing right here, man. You know, a lot of people, they rapping, they writing. I mean, my thing is this, bro. Like I told you, we take this just like selling dope, man. If you can't sell, if you can tell somebody you got a bag of weed, you can tell somebody about your book. You can tell somebody about your music. You can tell somebody about your life. You can tell somebody how to save somebody, man. It's about loving your God-given talent, man. It's about, we ain't having no excuses about, if we can talk about the problems, we got to talk about the solutions, man. It's a solution to every problem, man. It's a solution to every problem, man. And it's always the way to learn, man. Always be willing to learn from another man. Don't never not be willing to learn from another man, because that's what the ticket is about being there. That's what peace comes in at, because we're learning from each other. We're going to build. That's before me, man.
For life, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Pops Movement Radio family, we come down to the Midway's Hour. Y'all, again, man, check out our brother Roosevelt McCray. I will tag his name right after this show along with Matt Ritchie, so that way you can go ahead and befriend them and get indoctrinated into what it is they're doing as positive and productive across this nation. With that being said, I want to check in with our brother Yon so we can play a halftime intermission song before we get ready to close out with the last third of this show. If you were willing to come in, Tell us about what you got going on and give a shout out to anybody across the land that has built positive, productive movements around you, around your community, in your church, in your organization, in your life, your family, your mind. And definitely use this Sunday night to place their names into the universal airways of Pops Movement Radio, because that's where the blessings come from, family. We got to acknowledge those that set the stage for our life and our change. With that being said, Brother Yon, man, what you want to go to, man, as a little selection, man, to give our family a chance to breathe for a second before we go into this last little 20-minute segment?
Most definitely, bro. Before I go into that, I just want to shout out, you know, us before me, man. I remember meeting those brothers, some good brothers right there, and Matt Ritchie, he's there every single week, so I just want to salute those brothers for continuing to be the good example for everybody. But let's listen to a little Gil Scott Heron. It's called Pieces of a Man. I'd be rocking with dude. He's pretty cool.
Jagged jigsaw pieces tossed about the room. I saw my grandma sweeping up with her old straw broom. She didn't know what she was doing. She could hardly understand. Yeah. She was really sweeping up pieces of a man. I saw my daddy meet the mailman. And I heard the mailman say, now don't you take this letter too hard now, Jimmy. Leave it off nine others today. But he didn't know what he was saying. He could hardly understand. Pieces of a man. I saw the thunder and the lightning and felt the burden of his shame. And for some unknown reason, never turned my way. Pieces of that letter tossed about the room. And now I hear the sound of sirens come knifing through the gloom. They don't know what they are doing. They could hardly understand. They're only arresting, yeah, pieces of a man. Saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces. He was always such a good man. He was always such a good man. They saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces.
Peace and blessings, love and service. You're back with us live, Pops Movement Radio Networks, and this is our Sunday night special, Peace and Unity in Our Communities Across This Nation. Family, we want to send a big shout out for all of our elders who are definitely thoroughly involved in the processes of the Peace Summit 2018, coming up in exactly 6 months from this week. We also want to send a shout out to Save the Kids organization. SaveTheKids.org is right now going into the week of stopping the school pushout. And what it is mainly speaking about is the fact that our children are being pushed out of school through detention, suspension, as well as being kicked out of the school indefinitely. And it's saying it's behind behavioral problems, but we know that behavior is a result of the mental capacity to be in a social setting. And so many times, instead of our children being treated mentally, socially, emotionally, they're just kicked out of the schools, and then next thing that they have available to them is the juvenile justice system, group homes, and then jails, penitentiaries, and death. And so we want to send a big shout out for those who are part of Save the Kids in this National Week of Action Against School Pushout. You know, Dr. Anthony Nichella doing his thing live from Durango, Colorado. They're out right now in the streets of Colorado doing their big things. And so we want to send a big salute to all of those that's with that movement. We just want to continue to remind everybody that you too have a movement inside of you. If you're willing to begin to write down on paper what it is that your spirit tells you that you owe to the youth, that you owe to sisters and brothers who grew up in the struggle like you, that you owe to the elders who sacrificed and dedicated so much to see you to make it out of prison, make it through recovery, make it out of those insane stages of mental and emotional distraughtness in family. Build a program around it. Give what you have to somebody else. If you appreciate having anything in life today, then make a way to give that, express that, and deliver that to someone else. We heard Brother Mac Ritchie come in early on in his show speaking about going into the schools and just speaking to children. You know how much it costs to go into the school? Nothing. Somebody will probably even take you there and pick you up. So it don't even cost you gas money. You dig? How much does it cost to come on Pops Movement Airways and give what it is that you have, an open testimony, your own program in your heart that you're hoping to begin to organize, a free consultation service through Pops Movement's weekend session where we will call you up and walk you through the stages of building your program. How much does it cost? You already know. It's free, family. Take advantage of these opportunities, because it's in your heart for a reason. And when we don't follow our hearts, we allow our minds to dictate what we do, say, think, and feel. And that's not right. The spirit should always dictate that. And it keeps us freed up from any guilty conscience, any suffering from being shameful, of being selfish and self-centered, greedy with our time and our blessings in life. They say the only way you keep a blessing is by giving it away. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. So to keep what you have, keep giving it away, family. All right, with that being said, families, we get ready to wrap it up tonight. If anybody would like to share, give a shout-out, do a freestyle, family, please press 1 at this time, and Brother Yon will bring your mic in the queue. He'll just cut me off and let me know you're ready to come in. Until that time comes, I want to send a shout-out to Brother Shaka Barak out of Chicago, Illinois, with the Marcus Garvey Institute. I definitely want to send a shout-out to Brother Yanga the groomer up in Trenton, New Jersey right now. I want to say Newark, New Jersey right now. I want to send a shout out to our big brother, Minister Rashid, down in Miami, Florida. Big shout out to our beloved brother G2 in Los Angeles, California. Brother Dawood Shereels, Los Angeles, California. Most definitely a big shout out to our sister in Cincinnati, our sister Queen Tahira with Sign of the Times Radio, New Power. We definitely want to send a shout out to our beloved brother, Elder Mr. Sharif Willis up in Minneapolis, him and Brother Spike Moss, elders, you know what I mean, in this Peace Summit. You dig? It's like, man, these are so many special individuals, man. Big shout out to Alex Sanchez, who was up in New York, him and Brother George Galvis, you dig? And our Hispanic community, our Chicano, our Latino districts, you know what I'm saying? We love them so much. It's been a big to all our brothers. We most definitely want to send a shout out to Brother Eric Greenswhite up in the Dakotas, you know what I mean, with our indigenous tribes, who you know probably as the Native American people. But family, we want to send a shout out to all the works that our brothers are doing nationwide. Also, we want to send a shout out to Masjid Al Rasul and our big brother Mujahid Abdul Kareem down in Watts, and his grandson Hassan, who's up in Chicago right now. They just started a masjid down in Houston, Texas. So big shout outs to them. And last but not least, family, I want to send a shout out to everybody here at Pops Movement, our brother Jan, you know, our sister Susan, our brother D-Rock, you know, our brother Infinite Percent, you know, our brother Curtis Wise, our sister, you know, Queens, that has labored so hard and without any penny of, you know, restitution for the time that they've given, for the valuable love that they've, you know, met out for us. You know, over these years, we could not have done it without these wonderful, loving sisters from all these different states across the nation. So if I didn't say your name, just know that you're in our hearts. I know who you are, and I love you, and the spirit of the universe knows who you are. And family, you know we could not do it without you. Brothers, you know we couldn't do it without you. With that being said, family, the only thing that I wanted to personally share tonight about having peace in our communities is that, family, it take an ongoing effort. You know, and I know my people get tired because we don't get paid for this and all of that there, but I need for you to understand one thing. Payment don't always come with money. There's another form of payment, and that payment is life. It's enthusiasm. It's love. It's trust. It's peace. See, when you begin to do what you do for the hoods, for the barrios, for the reservations, you get paid a whole different value system than what money can equate. It's in the spirit, family. And it gives you the drive to go out and save your money and invest your money, because you don't need to buy the things that you used to need to buy. See, I don't wear Jordans no more. I don't wear polo boots, or I don't wear all these expensive tennis shoes and clothes anymore, because I don't need that in order to present who and what I am today. I don't need all of the, you know, the lavish, decadent out different places to be seen at. I don't have to pay them big prices for the big plates at these expensive restaurants. I don't have to do that. I don't have to be in the in crowd anymore. I don't want to be in that in crowd. I need to be in the spiritual in crowd. And so with that, family, I don't have to pay big dollars to be seen in those in crowds that I used to want to be seen in, that the flesh wanted to be seen in. See, today the spirit wants to be seen in a different in crowd. And so I got to pay what I have to pay, meaning my care, my love, and my willpower. I got to pay that over to the spiritual creator of the universe. And the only way to do that is by serving the creator's people. And so, you know, the big names ain't as important as the little name. You dig? The powerful people ain't as important as those who, when they get the power, they know how to utilize it on a greater level. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Let me just shut up, man. Anyway, man, I love y'all very much. I want to thank everybody that chimed in tonight with us here at Pops Movement Radio Networks. And y'all know I be wanting to read some poetry, man. I be writing certain things, and you know, I just want to share. Let me see which one we're going to share tonight. This one I had shared a while back. It's called Embrace the Struggles. Anger was high because she chose the crack over her boy. But the truth is, she chose crack and seen nothing else but her toy. The drug took her attention span and limited to getting more. So don't you dare sit there victimized and feeling all sore. Our conditions have taken a huge beating, but still we rise. But we only do so when you take that past and differentiate the lies. Because many run from this experience because of hurt and pain. You have been successfully brought through it to teach us into sane. See, our time is now to realize that the world is planning a shift. If we don't heal and organize soon, 1060 lift. There is a reason gentrification and minerals are being focused on so wrong. So remove your anger and feelings, because if not, it's the last you saw. Sam, we must awaken to the responsibilities that fulfills our painful needs. And though angry at government, capitalists, and racists, we still must plant seeds. It is up to nobody else to pay for or do what has to come from our deeds. We're being crushed by the fears of becoming how Martin and Malcolm lead. Through our struggle and torment, we have the statement which validates. By our continuous strive to see better for the next brother, we coordinate. When it comes to those who want us silenced, our liberated love won't hesitate to do all we can in organizing and defending truth, which we demonstrate. Now let us move to the level of preparing our agenda over the next 40 years. This is our time to utilize our collective knowledge to develop our careers. Any who lacks integrity and a strict moral code is not yet our peers. So get busy using your testimony to focus your purpose with us without any fears. And I do call that, again, embrace the struggles, family, because it ain't easy being upon these front lines. It's not easy, but it's worth it. It's not hard either. It's just different from what you're used to. And so when you find this different value system, you also find your purpose in life. And when you find that, you never have to work another day in your life. You know, this your brother here striving to deliver my best, family, and I do so because I feel the love. I feel the commitment to want to serve my people, looking for nothing else in return. And you just want to know, man, nothing can contain a spirit that has found its calling. Not the ghetto, not poverty, not even a prison cell if we ever found ourselves in one. It cannot contain nor hold the spirit of one's calling. And so if we can do it from the lowest of places, how much more can you do it, place right where you're at? Man, I love y'all very much, man. We're going to check back in with Brother Yon before we close out. Any last closing statements, any thoughts about the show for next week or anything before we close out, Big Brother Yon G?
Yeah, I'm here, bro. I'm here. But before I say anything, you know I like to speak a lot. So before I say anything, Shaw Body wanted to say a couple words. I'll bring it back in.
Already.
What's going on, bro?
Peace and blessings, Shaw Body. Okay, peace and blessings, brother Shaw Body. Your mic is open, man. The mic is on you, brother. Uh-oh, I can't hear you.
Hello? Hello?
All right. Hello. How you doing, my beloved brother? Yes, sir.
Man, I had to. My thing is this, man. I have to show homage to Hess, man, and God, man. Listen, bro. Y'all are inspirational to everybody out here, man. Y'all are very inspirational, man. The things y'all do, you have to get knowledge to and for, man. You know, y'all really do this for not expecting nothing in return, man. That's I mean, can't ask for nothing better, man. You know what I mean? Gifts, y'all gifts are unconditional love is just unbelievable, bro. And know that y'all inspire us too, man, because we need y'all to be out here doing things like that, to be out here doing things like that to help us inspire people, man, to help us reach out to people. And, you know, and it also inspires me because it's like I don't feel alone in this world knowing the thing that we know and knowing I got guys out here that know that we know it and we trying to do better with it. You know, we know better, we trying to do better. You know what I mean? We ain't perfect or nothing like that, but our hearts are still speaking the same language. And we meet at the same area no matter where we at. We all meet together. We all come together no matter where we at. You know what I mean? And spirits really do touch, man. So best believe I feel y'all spirits, man. And when I'm on these streets, man, y'all voices, I think about y'all when I speak, man. Love.
No, brother. Most definitely, man. And that is definitely returned back to you, bro. Because when we did our very first march in April, 2014 in Chicago, Illinois, brother, you made it a mission to be there and to bring as many people out from different tribes of the Vice Lords, the Black Peace Stones, the GDs, the BDs. You feel me? They was all there in prison with Us Before Me, Thug Bible Movement, Gear On, you dig? Ready to celebrate for the streets, you know what I mean? And present that flow, you dig? It's only fell. And that right there, bro, you know, man, brother, I can't tell you how proud I am of us as a family, you know, as we go into, you know, our fourth year of doing street movements. It's like, man, you definitely have set the tone for us to continue to believe in what it is that we strive to deliver, man, and that is the report. Love, brother.
I struggle, G.
Thanks. Okay, with that being shared, man, brother, yeah. Brother Young, you got the mic to close out, man. Anything you want to state, say, any announcements, any shout-outs, and then we can go to the closing out song, man. I love y'all very much, man. Peace and blessings, love and service.
I don't really got any shout-outs, brother. Most people that know me, man, I just like to watch. I just like to enjoy seeing people doing positive, productive stuff in their own lives and setting that example. That's what I took from tonight, just listening to y'all and what y'all had to say. It's just, you know, Brother Shawbody said it's very encouraging to see other individuals doing something. And you don't feel like you're out here by yourself. You know, those days, you just say, man, forget this stuff. I don't want to do this no more. But then I'll actually add and say, who are you disappointing before? First, you're disappointing yourself because you know better. It's the reason you started this. And it's like, you know, it's no different than trying to get financial freedom. You gotta keep going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. You never know when you might, you know, finally hit the goal that you had set forth. You know, there's a lot of times when people quit before they get to that goal, and you know they just go through their entire lives doing it over and over and over again. But we're staying persistent. We're staying, you know, to the calling. We're staying, you know, in a positive light, and it's very inspirational to, you know, have that in our lives. So I just want to, you know, I appreciate everything that everybody's doing. And you, brother Hess, you know, I always appreciate you. I learned so much from you just by your example, what you say, what you do, and the grind, war of attrition that you go through. I've been watching Brother Shawbody and Mac Rich. They've been doing this for a while too. So Mac Rich don't ever quit. Most definitely, bro. So it's just like, just want to send my love and my shout outs to everybody like that. You know, just whoever listens, whoever doing it, whatever it may be. Just continue to keep it positive. Just continue to strive. So I'm going to end on that note. If there's anything that you want to say, brother, go ahead. Otherwise, I'll just close it out with a song.
Until
okay.
Then,
now,
man. One more time. My father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her. I know.